560KHNC.com/shop.
Good afternoon. Welcome to today's program, The Present Truth with Rick Rodriguez. Hope everyone had a wonderful weekend. Going to get a little windy tomorrow, have some bad weather coming. Thought I'd let you know. Put your weather survival stuff in the trunk of your car, an extra coat. Keep it there at all times. We're going into the fall time now. You know, I'm going to begin today by rehearsing something I did, a year and a half, almost 2 years ago, but it's important. And what that is Joseph Kennedy and his involvement with the Pilgrim Society in Europe and the OSS, which would become the CIA. When Kennedy, before the end of the war, he was the ambassador to one of the ambassadors to Britain, and I believe it was Roosevelt later on would ask him to investigate the CIA or the OSS, which would become the CIA in about 1946, and the reason this is important is because with Joe Kennedy, he would always keep his sons updated in the world, the political world, the people that he was with in that political world, these powers, the president, the powers in Europe, very powerful people in Europe, also with the Rockefellers in the United States. He would keep his sons updated. Well, as he investigated the CIA, he would pass on his information to his children and John Kennedy specifically, who would become president. And I feel that by Joseph Kennedy's opinions, his findings concerning the CIA, as he passed this on to his son eventually made the comment that he was going to tear the CIA into 1,000 pieces, which cost him his life. But at that time also, Bernie Sanders in 1974 had also stated that he was opposed to what the CIA was doing and that the CIA should be abolished. Now, Hillary Clinton, during the campaign to run for president, during the Trump, just the 2015-2016, she went ahead and brought out some of the comments by Bernie Sanders, quoting, in a campaign, he called the Central Intelligence Agency a dangerous institution that has to go. Sanders complained that the CIA was only accountable to right-wing lunatics who use it to prop up fascist dictatorships. He was telling the truth. Well, later on, Jeremy Bash, a former CIA chief of staff, who was at that time advisor to Hillary Clinton to her campaign, he told reporter Michael Crowley that Sanders' comment reinforces the conclusion that he's not qualified to be commander-in-chief. Bash explained, abolishing the CIA in the 1970s would have unilaterally disarmed America during the height of the Cold War, and at that time, when terrorist networks across the Middle East were gaining strength. Well, okay. The CIA, Joseph Kennedy, John Kennedy's assassinated. With the Kennedy, going back to the beginning of the CIA, then you have John Kennedy being assassinated. Joseph Kennedy had initially intended to run for president, but because of his anti-Semitism being exposed, he was no longer qualified. His intention was to use the political machine and his finances, his influence, to help his son, Joseph Kennedy Sr., or Jr., to become president, but Jr. was killed in an airplane crash at the end of World War II in Europe. Well, that ended Joseph Kennedy Jr.'s plan and John's plan for, or Joseph's plan for, his first son. Well, later on, he would use the political machine, the Rockefeller finances, the media, and John Kennedy would become president. Well, Joseph Kennedy had intended, and if things would have been left alone, if fate had not intervened, Joe Kennedy was successful in getting his son, John, into office. And his son, Robert, John would have had two terms. His son, Robert, would have had won the election in 1968 had he not died. Well, there's still Edward. And Edward's aspirations, he was, there was no doubt that Edward would become president, even though the two brothers had been assassinated. But Edward went out one night, got drunk with a girlfriend, drove off a bridge, killed a young girl, and that ruined his plans for running for president. So Joseph Kennedy, his plans for a second son in the White House ended when Robert, or when Edward, killed that young girl, Joseph Kopechne.
Hi, I'm Kathy Roberts at Life Choices Pregnancy Medical Center. Life Choices serves women and men facing unplanned pregnancies who deserve to be heard. We offer pregnancy tests, ultrasounds, and education in a non-judgmental, confidential environment with a caring advocate. Our clients come in scared, confused, and overwhelmed by the size of their issue, but leave educated and empowered with the knowledge to choose life. To donate, visit our website at lifechoices.org.
Most people think they can't afford to invest in gold and silver. But at the Patriot Trading Group, we believe that everyone should have the opportunity to own hard assets. That's why we created our Preferred Metals program. You can get started for as little as $100 a month. Go to allamericangold.com and click on our Preferred Metals icon to learn how you can get started today. Or call us at 800-951-0592, the Patriot Trading Group, allamericangold.com.
I'm about to tell you a website that will change your life forever. Go to bestcashopportunity.com and see how easily you can generate incredible amounts of cash right from your own home without having to sell anything. If you're truly serious about becoming financially free once and for all with the proven system unlike anything you've seen before, then check out the website at bestcashopportunity.com or call 720-475-2033.
Hi, this is Vince Rivera with Serenity Painting.
What's up, guys? Vincent is a veteran, a friend of mine, a Christian, and a great guy who implements customer service and integrity into every job that he does. If you're looking for a painter that doesn't cut corners, that actually shows up when he says he's going to show up, does what he says he's going to do, Look no further than Serenity Painting and Decorating.
GottsPainter28@gmail.com. 970-978-9565. Check out our customer reviews, Serenity Painting.
All right, continuing. So, Joseph Kennedy should have had John, Robert, and Edward as presidents of the United States. But he only ended up with one son, John Kennedy, as president of the United States. Well, Joseph Kennedy, he had... Being the wealthy man that he was, he definitely was a womanizer, involved with different women. He was known to be a womanizer, and he had a secretary. Her name was Lillian Gordy, and she was a young woman, and she was his secretary. Well, she got pregnant. And soon after she found out that she was pregnant, she moved back to the city where she grew up, Plains, Georgia. And in Plains, Georgia, from the research I've done, she must have at one time dated a young man that was 4 years older than her. His name was James Earl Carter. And he and Lillian married. And soon after, they had a little boy, her first child, and they named him James Earl Carter Jr., Jimmy Carter. And as time would go on, Mr. Carter ended up somehow getting a grubstake. And he bought some land and became a peanut farmer. And people don't really know where Mr. Carter, how he was able to all of a sudden have a little extra cash to buy a land and then to start a peanut business. But it did happen. Well, at the same time, little Jimmy, as he was getting bigger, eventually he would become the governor of Georgia. And before he ran for president, all of a sudden, Joe Kennedy, I believe, was in a dialogue with one of the Rockefeller boys, and the Rockefeller machine went to work, and little Jimmy Carter became president. So now you have Joseph Kennedy and his son, illegitimate son, is now running for president. And with the Rockefellers, they had an objective. They planned to use Jimmy Carter to bring into play a commission that they needed for their future plans. The Trilateral Commission. They were successful in that objective. And through the 4 years that Carter was president, they did bring in and set in motion the plans for a Trilateral Commission, an economic plan. There would be three regions of the world that would rule the world economically: Asia through Japan, Europe, and the United States. And it was successful, very successful. Now, going back to the Kennedys, Jimmy Carter, eventually, I believe it was Margaret Thatcher, was in New York, and she was, I think it was the Washington paper, the New York Post, I don't remember which paper. Thatcher asked Jimmy Carter if Joe Kennedy was his real father. I believe Kennedy's response, I read the article, I wished I would have kept it, stated basically something to the effect that I really don't want to discuss that. So that's where he left it. Well, later on, there was a rivalry between Edward Kennedy and Jimmy Carter. And you can understand that that Edward Kennedy would be very upset because he had killed Mary Jo Kopechne. He let her drown. It appears as if while she was in the car that drove off of a bridge, she was possibly alive up to 2 hours underwater because there was a cavity of air in the vehicle, and they think that she was able to live at least for a couple of hours. At least that was the investigation. Well, Edward, he went home, went to bed. Then the next morning, everything broke open. He ruined his reputation, and there was no way the American people would ever vote for Edward Kennedy as a president. They considered him to be a coward, but he was, because of the political machine, he was able to become senator. Well, in the meantime, Jimmy Carter and Edward, they never did get along. And even Jimmy Carter stated one time that if Edward Kennedy had not interfered with what Carter had planned to do, Jimmy Carter would have been able to have brought in a health care system into the United States, but that system was opposed by Ted Kennedy. So now you have, and the American people don't know, that you have Joseph Kennedy's two sons becoming president. His son, John Kennedy, Rose's son, and then Jimmy Carter through his secretary, Lillian Gordy Carter. So that is the way it really is. Now, there happened to be another situation with another president that people really are not familiar with, and it involves George Bush Sr. Now, there was an article, an interview on the Greg Anthony Show. He was an investigative journal, and the question was asked of the guest, is George H.W. Bush really Prescott Bush's son, or is he the son of inventor Nikolai Tesla's German-born accountant George H. Scherf Sr.? I did this one time before. Now, Nikolai Tesla had an accountant. His name was George H. Scherf. And according to this article, George H. Scherf Sr. had a child that was named George Bush, eventually George Jr., George Scherf Jr. I'll just read you a little bit of the article. And this is a gentleman by the name of Eric Orion who wrote a book, and the book was The Bush Connection. And it claims that SS Nazi Otto Skorzeny told him, and Skorzeny was the bodyguard to Adolf Hitler. So Skorzeny told him on his deathbed, he confessed that George Bush Sr. had been lying all along about his identity, and he was actually born in Germany, the son of Tesla's accountant. This was by the author Greg Shizmansky. The history books say that Hitler's personal bodyguard and henchman Otto Skorzeny died in 1975, and it appears as if Skorzeny came over to the United States through Operation Paperclip. When all the other Nazis, 50,000 Nazi terrorists, truly murderers, through Operation Paperclip, ended up in the United States. With them, they brought the Nazi religion of death. And many of these men ended up in the Central Intelligence Agency. So there's kind of the tie-in. And it's a fact. It's known. It's not hidden. So anyhow, this bodyguard, Scorsese, he lives in Florida. He's a carpenter. And according to Scorsese, he died, Scorsese died just not too long ago, before about the time that this interview took place. And after hearing Scorsese's story, it was a story so bizarre and incredible that the article states that it leaves the mouth hanging wide open, wondering how in the world this could happen in America. Well, how could in America, how could you get a half-brother to the Kennedys to become president? So, the author states that he was dating a girl in South Florida. Her father turned out to be the feared Nazi SS bodyguard of Adolf Hitler. His name, Otto again, Scorsese, said Orion in an extended conversation from his Florida home. He added that Scorsese spilled the beans by himself. His ex-girlfriend didn't say a word, but he spilled the beans, actually. An article says that he was about 90 years old when this interview took place, but he looked a lot younger. Orion also was a guest on Greg Schimanski's radio show, and the allegations that the American government had been lying since 1945 about the identities and the whereabouts of thousands of former Nazis given safe haven and living in America today. Orion also said Scorsese gave him a shoebox full of never-before-published pictures linking many high-ranking American officials to Nazi war criminals. Now, when I did this story initially, maybe a year and a half ago, I had was able to find the article with many of the photos. And in the photo is George Scherf Jr., or George H.W. Bush, the alleged son of Prescott Bush. And as bizarre as it may seem, I sat and looked and read and researched. I still have the documentation. I decided to do this program today because this tie-in with these people that I'm discussing and presenting to you in this program, the tie-in appears to always go back to the initial Office of Security, Selective Security, OSS, I forgot what the name of it was, goes back to that, and then eventually to the CIA. And the CIA today is the aspect of government here in this United States that is funding and has been directing the terrorists in Afghanistan and Pakistan, and not only there, but in other regions of the world. Everything's coming to light. So anyhow, these photos that this gentleman had linked many Nazis to war criminals. Now, one of the another person of interest is Robert Mueller. His father was Heinrich Mueller. Heinrich Mueller was very high in Adolf Hitler's SS. And Heinrich Mueller, if he had a son in Germany, his name was Robert. And apparently, Robert was brought to the United States on a type of a visa for the Nazi war criminals to have their children relocated to the United States. We'll be right back. Rick Rodriguez, The Open Forum, Monday through Thursday, 2 to 3. KHNC, 1360 AM Radio.
Be careful when you're dealing with a conspiracy theorist. You may end up with a whole lot more truth than you're used to handling. This has been a public service announcement from KHNC.
Finding it hard to buy high-quality beef that supports local ranchers and doesn't break the bank? Look no further, because High Country Custom Beef is your local beef partner. From the Ely Ranch northwest of Steamboat Springs, backed by the experience of five generations of cattle ranchers, you can buy high-quality Angus beef direct from us, the ranchers. Lock in today's lower prices before October 15th in bulk packages or box sets at hccbeef.com. That's hccbeef.com. High Country Custom Beef.
Hi, this is Vince Rivera with Serenity Painting.
What's up, guys? Vincent is a veteran, a friend of mine, a Christian, and a great guy who implements customer service and integrity into every job that he does. If you're looking for a painter that doesn't cut corners, that actually shows up when he says he's going to show up, does what he says he's going to do, look no further than Serenity Painting and Decorating.
Gottspainter28@gmail.com. 970-978-9565. Check out our customer reviews, Serenity Painting.
Did you hear that? That's the sound of the home you want being bought by somebody else. In this red-hot market of multiple offers, at above the listing price, you need an edge. Having a pre-approval letter from the town group is almost like cash in your hand to move your offer to the front of the line. Even if you're self-employed or don't otherwise fit neatly inside the box, the three sisters at the town group know how to get you approved. And fast. After all, the town group has been saying yes when other lenders have said no since Ronald Reagan was in the White House. Make this a yes day with your pre-approval letter from the town group. Get your offer accepted on that house you want before someone else grabs it. Call 844-THINK-YES before these historically low interest rates move. Call 844-THINK-YES. That's 844-THINK-YES. Think yes.
The town group at United American Mortgage, NMLS number 1713687. Subject to credit approval, some restrictions may apply.
All right, folks, Brian Kilmeade here. Thanks for listening to my show each weekday from 7 till 9 a.m. Have you heard how much KHNC, the Roar of the Rockies, has grown? Got a new lineup, big signal, and rapidly growing audience. So, if you own a business and would like to reach a conservative, patriotic Northern Colorado audience in a very affordable way, contact my buddies, my friends at KHNC, 970-587-5003, or email them at ontheair@khnc.net. That's 970-587-5003. Tell them Brian Kilmeade sent you.
We here at KHNC are looking for new conspiracy theories because all the old ones have become fact. This has been a public service announcement from KHNC.
Podcasts for today's program and programs throughout the week, programs on the weekend, are on 1360khnc.com. Podcast section naturally and down to the program that interests you. Also, the programs are streamed live every day. I'm reading out of this article. It is The Greg Anthony Show, GregAnthony.com. The article is George H.W. Bush really Prescott Bush's son, or is he the son of inventor Nikola Tesla's German-born accountant, George H. Scherf Sr.? This was posted on June the 2nd, 2019. And with Greg Anthony, he also has a show, a radio program, and it is FirstAmendmentRadio.com. FirstAmendmentRadio.com. Now, going back to the way that these agencies in America and the nations, the governments, are so powerful to to be able to hide the identity of people. I was finishing with, at the end of the last segment, Heinrich Mueller. Heinrich Mueller was one of the top SS commanders right in Hitler's top five. Well, he eventually would, but I believe Heinrich would eventually come to the United States through Operation Paperclip. He would spend a lot of his time down in South America, Cuba, doing operations for the Central Intelligence Agency. Now, Heinrich had a child in Germany during the war, and when these men were relocated, there was a program not to relocate just these SS war criminals, but also their families, their wives and their children. And it appears as if Heinrich had a son, Robert Mueller. And Robert was moved to New York City when he was about 2 years of age. And from there, he was, I believe, once again relocated with his father. And his father, again, would work for the CIA down in North South America, the northern portion, Uruguay, I'm trying to remember, but also did some stuff in Cuba. Now, going back to our friend George Scherf Jr., or George Bush Sr., this man, Eric Ryan, is meeting with this Scorsese, and Scorsese met with him on three occasions for 5 hours, I think, total. And he said that George H.W. Bush was and is an SS Nazi spy born in Germany as George H. Scherf Jr. He told me that Bush was really the son of Nikolai Tesla's German-born illegal immigrant accountant George H. Scherf Sr., but later adopted by Prescott Bush. It is known that Prescott Bush worked with the Germans, selling Germans what they needed for the war effort, sending money and intelligence. So we know that George Bush Sr., Prescott's supposed father George Bush, or Prescott Bush, was colluding, working with the Nazis. But I believe it was through the OSS at that time, which would become the CIA once again. So, apparently, this 14-year-old George Jr. would befriend and spy, was to befriend, spy, and to kill Tesla, who later on January 6, 1943, was actually killed by Scorsese and SS Nazi Richard Galen. Bush, however, later forged a birth certificate, while Prescott Bush, a known Nazi, adopted him, covered his real identity, later helped him join the Navy under false pretenses. Now, this gentleman spent 5 years researching the information that had been presented to him, and he wrote a book called The Bush Connection, which is yet to be published. This, again, came out 2 years ago. He states that the United States government brought in 50,000 Nazis to America to create a new world order and a Fourth Reich in America under the guidance of George H. Bush. Now, he also states, quote, "I want to say that I learned through the course of my research that our government is still protecting these Nazis like they did Scorsese up until his death." These men that came into America, I'm going to jump to the side here and just present something. What Adolf Hitler had in Germany was a religion. It was not just a movement. It was an actual religion. There were rites. There were sacrifices. There were priests. There were occult. There were sacrifices. It was a religion. Nazism is not just a, like communism, a political move or a way to change things in a country like socialism, Nazism, communism, or fascism, communism. It is actually a religion. Just like you would have the religion of the Druids or the religion of the ancient Mayans or the Incas. It's a religion. And these men brought that religion into the United States. And there has been talk over all these years that there is a Fourth Reich. Well, if you look at what has happened within the CIA, there is actually, within the military, there is now training, and the training is to teach, basically, Nazism. And it is a religion in which there is eternal protection for the people that are involved in carrying out the crimes and the objectives of the leaders of this religion. There will be no consequences eternally. It's called universalism. Universalism is a concept that eventually, if there is a devil, he will forgive everybody, and he will himself be forgiven. So, 1360 AM radio, the best.
Hi, Amber with Two Girls and a Broom here. Hate cleaning? We love it. Two Girls and a Broom LLC offering residential and commercial cleaning services in Fort Collins, Colorado and surrounding areas. Call us today, 719-216-1143. Providing basic clean, deep clean, wet cleans, or Airbnb services. Let Two Girls in a Broom LLC do the work. We'll take care of you and all your cleaning needs. Call us today, 719-216-1143. Won't forget what it's
like inside his cave. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at TheHeboTeaClub.com, 818-610-8088. TheHebo is spelled T-A-H-E-B-O. TheHeboTeaClub.com, 818-610-8088.
The Federal Reserve is in control of our money, but lately control is the last word you would use to describe the Fed. Emergency rate cuts, huge increases in their balance sheet, the constant blowing of bubbles and boom and bust cycles that just leave most of us busted. I'm Joe Jaquin, owner of the Patriot Trading Group, and we have been protecting people's wealth for almost 25 years. Stop playing the Fed's game and get your wealth protected. Call us at 800-951-0592. Or visit our website at allamericangold.com.
Monday through Thursday, 2 to 3, The Present Truth. Podcasts for all programs during the week and on the weekend on 1360KHNC.com. Also, programs are streamed live daily. So you have a way to listen to whatever you want to listen to. Okay, so Eric Ryan states in this article that Skorzeny tells him that the CIA is really Hitler's Third Reich in America. It's the agency being created to manipulate intelligence and lie to the American people. Then he states about Adolf or about Nikola Tesla. He says that that technology and the CIA is that the CIA stole Tesla's technology, and according to Skorzeny, to spy on the Americans and manipulate the weather. Now, this was a couple of years ago. There are thousands of satellites orbiting the Earth that project high-intensity, positive, charged laser beams to certain areas on the Earth. These positively charged laser beams enable the New World Order Nazi/CIA to use their stolen Tesla technology to manipulate the weather and to transmit extremely low-frequency ELF waves with a subliminal message for mind control purposes. When HARP is active, giant space-based lasers simultaneously aim their beams to a central spot on the Earth. That spot will then experience severe droughts, hurricanes, tornadoes, or earthquakes. Spontaneous human combustion, or SHC, occurs when these lasers are pointed directly at human beings. I remember 20 years ago, people would just catch fire and burn like a matchstick, or their arm would burn off. Spontaneous human combustion. And I knew that this was some kind of government apparatus, but what? I didn't have any idea. But microwave will do it. Hurricane Katrina was alleged a man-made disaster. Bush was quick to mention that it was a natural disaster. It was created to distract America's attention away from Bush's latest unqualified fascist neocon Supreme Court of Injustice appointees. Quoting, eyewitnesses allegedly saw the levees in New Orleans being blown up by U.S. soldiers after they had survived the storm intact. Katrina was a low Category 3 storm, not a Category 4 or 5, as initially claimed. The levees were intentionally blown up to help Bush's neocon insurance company cronies. Most homes are covered by wind damage insurance only, not flooding. If the houses were damaged by flooding instead of wind damage, then the insurance companies do not have to pay out the claims. This man-made diversion allowed Bush and OPEC the opportunity to rape the American taxpayers once again by increasing the price of gas for no legitimate reason other than to make billions of dollars of profit at their expense. Again, this article was out of the Greg Anthony Show, and the name of the show was, Is George H. Bush Really Prescott Bush's Son, or Is He the Son of Inventor Nikolai Tesla's German-born accountant, George H. Scherf Sr.? And George H. Scherf Jr. would come to the United States as a young Nazi and would become illegitimate, or supposedly the son of Prescott Bush. Can this be true? Well, I'm going to present this to you. Now, let's see, we don't have much time. Now, I was thinking, well, who else now in the list of these presidents? Let's see what happened with the CIA during the Carter administration. John Kennedy wanted to dismantle the CIA, and when Jimmy Carter became president, the CIA actually became even more powerful, because the CIA is the great tool the great Praetorian Guard for the Rockefeller interests, oil, minerals, pharmaceuticals. The CIA is a Praetorian Guard for the United States government. It is a more powerful, in a sense, military than the U.S. military. The CIA has unlimited funding. There is no bottomless bank account with the Central Intelligence Agency. You Google this in. Don't Google it. Go to Start Page or DuckDuckGo and do your investigation. You'll find that the opium, the drugs, heroin coming out of Afghanistan, that chain has not been disrupted. They want to get the American people to believe that that drug deep pocket black budget money has basically come to an end. It's been being interfered with. No, it hasn't. And like Christ said, and the children of the devil, they don't like it. They don't like the truth to come out. But God says they don't have a choice. If they're going to be allowed to do their evil, and God will allow them to do their evil, then they have to allow the truth to come out. And then they don't like that. They don't like to play by God's rules. But if they want to get away with evil, they have to allow the truth to come out. And the CIA, they do not like, and all the agencies in this government, they do not like the truth coming out. But they're under God's cosmic law. They don't have a choice, and they don't like it. We'll be back to finish up here in just a second. 1360 KHNC AM Radio, 1360.com.
Hi, this is Ron Tafoya, owner of New Method Cleaners, Northern Colorado's oldest dry cleaners, family-owned and operated since 1970. We use the latest non-toxic green cleaning systems and state-of-the-art tensioning units to assure a quality and consistent finish. Located in Severance and Fort Collins, from wedding gowns to sleeping bags, we do it all. For info and directions, call us at 970-775-0623. Again, 970-775-0623.
Hi, this is Mike Morris, owner of Warriors Revolution Tactical in Longmont. At Warriors Revolution, we have the largest selection of tactical gear and ammo in Northern Colorado. But what many people may not know is that we now sell firearms. And even despite the recent run on firearms and ammunition, we have plenty of product in the store, including ARs, AKs, Glocks, SIGs, HK, and more. And don't forget all the bulk ammunition at the best prices in town. Need to do a private firearms transfer? We can do that too. I am a veteran of the United States Marine Corps, and our team is made up of veterans and security experts, not a bunch of salesmen. Our team is trained and fought with much of the actual equipment we sell. And one thing you should know is that we support the foundations and principles this great country was founded upon. So if you need tactical gear, ammo, firearms, AR parts or upgrades, and even survival accessories, stop by and visit us on Ken Pratt Boulevard and Bowen Street in Longmont, or visit warriorsrevolution.com. That's warriorsrevolution.com.
Hi, it's Matt from Unfair Advantage Defense Solutions. Give me a call at 970-578-9821. No matter your skill level, I can create a course using a state-of-the-art firearms training simulator that's currently in use by law enforcement and military personnel. You don't have to use any of your ammo, and I bring the training to you. I have over 900 interactive training simulations, as well as shooting competitions and skill builders. So whether you're looking to protect yourself and family, if your church security team is looking to train, or you and your friends want to get together for some competitive fun, give Unfair Advantage Defense Solutions a call at 970-578-9821.
Here's a little song I wrote. You might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry, be happy. Every life we have some.
You know, during the time of Christ, they wanted to quietly take Christ to the edge of the city, stone him, throw him off, be done with it. But cosmic laws They couldn't just take him. They couldn't take him and stone him and bury him and have the Roman soldiers carry him away and put him out in some obscure field. No, they wanted to do that, but they could not. Cosmic laws. Everything has to be known. If whatever the devil wants to do, he's under cosmic laws. Yes, he can do the Bible says that Satan and the children of the devil will get away with murder, crimes unimaginable, get away with these things, but they have to let the world know, and what they are doing in the dark must be allowed to come out into the open. And if they don't want it to come out into the open, then what happens is God restricts them from going further forward with their plans. We live in a world now where what is happening internationally, everyone is beginning to realize there's a spiritual component behind everything that's going on. They realize it's not just flipping a coin and it comes up heads or tails. No, they realize there's something else happening in the world right now that is not good, that is powerful, that is unseen. So the world is beginning to wake up. The world, what they're doing, what they have done with the vaccine, the vaccinations, with the virus initially, everything is coming out. God allows them to do it, but the truth has to come out. And the people that do bring out the truth, a lot of times, they do suffer for it. They do end up dying. They get the flu, the lead flu, or some other type of flu. But nevertheless, the truth has to come out. Now, we talked about the Kennedys in brief, the Bushes in brief, a little bit about the CIA involvement with the Jimmy Carter administration. Well, during the Carter administration, the CIA became even more powerful at the behest of the Rockefeller family. Then George Sr., who was George Scherf Jr., Scherf Jr., he becomes the head of the CIA. Then they allow Ronald Reagan to come in. Well, in a sense, they didn't have a choice. But who runs both of the two terms of Ronald Reagan? George Scherf Jr. And who runs the Bush Senior administration? The same person. So basically, if this is true, that the Nazis have been in power through the CIA, then that means that you had Carter, you had specifically Carter, then you had both terms for Reagan and George Sr. Now, what happens with Bill Clinton? Well, that's going to be another day. Have a wonderful day. Podcast 1360, KHNC.com, KHNC, AM Radio. AM Radio, 1360, KHNC.com. Talk to you tomorrow.
Finding it hard to buy high-quality beef that supports local ranchers and doesn't break the bank? Look no further, because High Country Custom Beef is your local beef partner. From the Ely Ranch northwest of Steamboat Springs, backed by the experience of five generations of cattle ranchers, you can buy high-quality Angus beef direct from us, the ranchers. Lock in today's lower prices before October 15th in bulk packages or box sets at hccbeef.com. That's hccbeef.com. High Country Custom Beef.
1360 KHNC is proud to announce our partnership with MyKind CBD. a local Colorado-based company that uses no pesticides, no herbicides, completely organic, no heavy metals. All their products are CAO certified. That's right, independently lab certified. Our prices are the best in the country. Go out to 1360KHNC.com and hit the shopping cart button and make your purchase today. You're listening to the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland, Fort Collins.